أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين. I spoke earlier about the lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lordship, that means basically what does the word lordship mean? It means Allah act. And from those Allah act subhanahu wa ta'ala, we said we're gonna only concentrate on six of those. What are those six that we really should? The whole entire course is about the minimum amount of knowledge that you're supposed to have. What are those six that they are basic and fundamental, and everything will be built on them? Number one, you need to know that He is the Creator. The Creator. Right? That means the one who found anything from nothing. Number two, you need to know that He is the owner. The one who own everything. And I said there is a difference in between. General Motor can be the creator, but it is not the owner. The owner of the car is you. And the president of General Electric, General Motors, has no say to say about what you do with your car. So they are two different things. But the creator and the owner is one, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's generate. Okay, the third one that you need to know about Him, that He is the controller. There is nothing in the universe to happen without His permission and His will. Number four, He is the provider. And when I talked about the provider, I said He is not only the one who gave, but He is the one also that predict what you need and give it to you before you ask for it. Right? And I said after that, that we need to know that He is only one that give life and give death. Right? That's what we needed to know about the Lordship. We have to feel it. Now, today I want to move to other area, which is the second part of what it's called the monotheism. Monotheism, or Tawheed, is what the package that you should know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it consists of three parts: the Lordship, divinity, and His attribute and character. Today we will take a second part. Right, what is the second part? Which is the divinity. What does the basically divinity mean? The bottom line of it. Okay. The first one represented Allah act. The second one will represent Allah rights. Right? Any interaction in your life, it is in a form of rights and obligation. There is a relationship between you and between the state. Right? There is, and between you and between the country, and between you and your family, rights and obligations. And you have to fulfill those rights and the obligations. Right? So it is not a take only and not give only, but it is give and take. So what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes? Okay. The first right, which is that basic, which is I'm going to be talking about today, it just happened that I'll be talking about on the second part of, or the second class, is He has the right to not to have associate, because He does not have associate or partner or assistant. He is the one. Not one, He is the one. And there is a difference. One, it means two. There is a two. But the one, that means one and only. So, the first right is that He never had associate. in your heart and in your behavior about Him. You never claim that somebody else is the creator or the provider or the controller. Or you give the act of worship, for instance, to Him, or the obedience. So that is the first right to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is He has the right to not to be associated with. That's the first. The second right, He has the right to be unconditionally obeyed. Okay, I'm going to talk very quick about the concept of obedience. Why in the interaction between the human being and whatever, let us say other force, you have three major areas. The first area of obedience is when I deal with somebody weaker than me. Right? Usually when I deal with somebody weaker than me, I dominate that person and try to implement him and use him for my best interest. And get him or her to obey, whatever that is, even a dog, to obey me, to do what I want. That's the first concept. The second one, I'm dealing with somebody got a similar credential. If I'm going to impose my power or try to dominate, that's going to cost me a lot. So when you start a concept, a new concept called negotiate. Listen, I give you this, you give me this. Right? We start negotiate. When I deal with what it seems to be overwhelming power, I know immediately that I'm going to lose. Right? So what I do? Submit. Because there is no negotiate about what? He can take it. Right? And definitely I'm not going to intimidate or whatever, because too late, or just not the neighborhood. So I do a submit. Okay, is there any kind of submit? Yes. There is a submit based on power. And some submit based on conviction. And submit based on trust. You know what I mean? When you submit to your professor, you submit, or to your doctor, you submit based on what? Trust. Right? You go to the dentist and you know he's going to hurt the daylight out of you. But you submit to the dentist out of trust. Right? There are other forms of submission. If you are going on the street and somebody put a gun in your head, you're going to submit. And you're going to give him your wallet. But does that mean you like that type of submission? No, you don't. Right? Okay. Usually when you submit, the concept of submission, it is for the best interest in the one that you submit to. Because he's more powerful. Right? And take advantage of you and put you, and sometimes even throw you something. Whatever. But that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to do is to submit to Him out of love. Because you trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing the best for you. And He has no benefit of your obedience or disobedience. Because there is no issue here to talk about power. Do you think we're going to talk about power? The calculation that I was talking about, there is nothing to talk about. One got everything, another one zero, got nothing. Right? Allah can make you submit. وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ لَآمَنَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كُلُّهُمْ جَمِيعًا أَفَأَنْتَ تُكْرِهُ النَّاسَ حَتَّى يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling to the messenger, if He wants, He will make every single soul to submit. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to be by choice. A choice based on what? based on confidence, based on love, knowing that your best interest to fulfill the purpose of your life is by this submission. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who creates you, puts you together. He doesn't want to destroy you even if He can. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's against the old Greek philosophy, is that they have to fight with the mighty to gain what they can gain. Or he is trying to reflect pain. In reality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create you to punish you. He created you to give you opportunity. Use it. But when you go astray, that you get the consequence of what you do. So, you have to understand, and that's one of the key that the people don't understand in Islam. It is like a formula. Formula, it is built on unconditional obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot take some and leave some. You cannot like some and hate some. It is a complete course. Complete user guide must be implemented. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ahzab, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما كان لمؤمن ولا مؤمنة إذا قضى الله ورسوله أمرا أن يكون لهما الخيرة من أمرهم ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل ضلالا مبينا. We are here. I'm going to translate it by English, but I want to say the concept first. Okay. No one can force you to believe. It is against the belief to force anyone to believe. When you believe, that means you understand what you're doing and you love what you are doing. By your own self, individual. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, once you believe, you have to go through the course. You have no right to reject the teaching of the Quran or the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the teaching of the messengers, and you say it is optional to me, I'll take it or not, it is enough that I believe and I behave well, like I hear most of the time from everybody. But that's not the bottom line, you know, because when you do that, you go astray. If you do that, it is not a matter of ego, it is a matter of that you yourself took the other direction. Imagine somebody have a diabetes and the doctor give you medication for the diabetes and you test it and you know that this is the doctor in diabetes. He go and give you a medication, right? And you tested the medication and says, okay, it is really not that what I like. Let me put some sugar there. You know what I mean? So, put some jam there, you know what I mean? How about some chocolate? Are you taking the medication? Yes, you are. In your thinking. But in reality, you are taking poison. And to start with, you will be better off not going to the doctor because you wasted your time. That's exactly how we played on life. We want to worship God our way, not His way. And our best interest in obeying Him, not obeying ourselves. He had the right, and here it comes a phenomena. There are certain things cause the humanity major problems that it never been. The humanity never settled in it, at least from the Muslim perspective, till the last shot. Number one, what to believe in. Number two, what kind of a rituals or acts that you're supposed to do. what kind of ethics is acceptable and what kind of ethics is rejectable. Calling the police is a good thing or bad thing? When you see a crime, tell me. Huh? Good? Good thing? Do you think a drug dealer gonna call you a good guy? A gangster gonna call you a good guy? Huh? From his perspective or her perspective, you are what? Snitch. You drop the dime. You deserve to be killed. Right? So we have ethic problem. We have ethic problem. And we don't know what is right and what is wrong. Abortion is right or wrong?
Wrong.
Excuse me.
Depending on situation.
Excuse me. Excuse me. I have a scholar and learned and doctor sitting on one side says no. I have a scholar and learned and doctor sitting on the other side and say yes. And I got more filth coming up in the form of politician playing games and using the same subject to promote their own campaign. Without regard to another human being exists, or what kind of a harm, or kind of ethics, or kind of even psychological impact that this process has taken place. We have a dignitary saying yes, we have a dignitary saying no, we don't know what is that. And that's the face of humanity. So here it comes, the value. That the only one who has the right to legislate is who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when He legislates, His legislation is what? Is not optional. He said, why you want an abortion? Let me go through the abortion. The babies is supposed to be the fruit of the marriage relationship. Right? He said, you don't want the kids? Don't get involved till you get married. You see what? That's what it is. There are certain things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said out of mercy. Only out of mercy. Out of mercy. That He allowed as exception. And I'm going to give you a true story happened where you are sitting now. You were with me, you remember it. Maybe about 20, 22 years ago, it came a student to the class, and she was crying her heart out. She's very, very good student, very dedicated. She kind of disappeared for 2 weeks and came, everything in her face saying she is in a misery, she got a problem. And she said, I need to see you. I said, definitely. After the class, I sat down with her. What is the story? She said, I'm pregnant. And she's married. I said, congratulations. What is the problem? She said, all the doctors saying I have evacuated that child and I have to have a portion, my heart will never afford it. He said, and even the last doctor told her, don't be stubborn because it is either you or both of you go. You are not going to do it. It's just not going to happen. And she came and telling me what I'm going to do. Alaykum salam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. And I looked at her and I said, okay, you help me. You help me and sort things out. So I don't want to make it a long story, but I want to shoot to this. I got to this. The bottom line of that meeting, she came up with the conclusion, I only die when Allah wants me to die. And if Allah wants him and me to live, right? We both will live. Okay. Now that kid is a student in the medical school and devoted himself to do what? To be a heart surgeon. There is exception. But I bring it that example why sometimes there are a lot more pressure than the person can take and the belief can take. And here is where the relief of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if the belief is a lot more stronger, you will accept it and sustain. She accepted and sustained, and her son now is inshallah will be a surgeon. And she's still alive. So those areas that I talked about is a way beyond the human being comprehension to come up with the right decisions in him or right format. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who has the right to do them, and he has the right to obey. He has the right to identify what to believe in and what to not to believe in. Also, he has the right to identify to the people what to do and what to not to do. In a form of, that's a telephone, in a form of lawful and forbidden. He is the one who has the right, is drinking. Forbidden or not, I know that it is in Islam, but that's a mercy that somebody put the line, draw a line. You can in Christianity, and you can be a good argue there. You mean to tell me that you are better than Jesus? Jesus was drinking wine. Yeah, but Jesus never got drunk. You know what I mean? And we go to the, what is the definition of wine? What is the definition of this? What kind of content? Because all the time wine, it meant it to be juice. It was another word for juice. You see what I'm saying? So there is a whole lot. Here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had the right. That's his right. To identify what is right and what is wrong. Also, his right, like I said earlier, to identify how, what is the acceptable ethics and not acceptable. Like the example of the policeman that I said, calling the police. Is that a snitch or it is obligation or responsibility? If you are a son of a gangster, how is it going to be? And if you are a son of a victim, how is it going to be? Or a good citizen, how is it going to be? Right? You need somebody to have a fine line. And that's exactly what you see. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the right to tell you what to believe in. He has the right to tell you what to do. And he has the right to tell you what kind of ethics is acceptable and what kind of ethics is not acceptable. Also, he has the right to identify the nature of the relationship between him and between his creatures. Now, if you want to call a dignitary, what you do, there are a certain procedures, right? A certain procedures you go through, right? For instance, if you want to communicate with the president of a company or whatever that is, here you go. You're going to have appointment, right? And in the appointment, going to be a part of the agenda, right? And it's going to be with the time, 10 minutes or 5 minutes or whatever. And what you need them for and the subject that you're going to talk about. And in a certain cases, what are the issues that you should not be talking about, right? And now with the time of the appointment, you go and you go through security 1, security 2, security 3, security 4, and whatever. By the time you finish, you say, I don't want that interview. Right? But the point that I'm driving here is what? there are rules of communication or foundations that you need to understand very, very vividly and very clearly about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you communicate with Him. Do you take appointment with Him or what? There are general rules here and there are exclusive rules here also. You need to know in the relationship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, all of you, believed or not believed, as long as I, the one who bringed you to life, I will give you a hotline 24/7. Believe or not. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. And I do, and no mediation. You can, Ya Rab, وَمَنْ يُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَى. Who will respond to the call of the needy? Except Him. So 24/7. He said, I bring you to life, I'm going to give you that line. And when you start the communication, I am not going to turn you off. You turn it off. I'm going to give you the time you need, the attention you need, till you finish saying what you want to say. Okay? That's the rule of communication. There is no secretary, there is no media, there is no hierarchy, there is no semi-holy entities like some doctrines where the concept of forgiveness or the concept of blessing depend on them. No. You want to forgive? Ask Him. You want a blessing? Ask Him. Right in. Direct connection. 24/7. Okay. That is general rules. Are there exclusive rules? Yes, there are also exclusive rules. Imagine three major areas for the time being, right? The one area which is include the believer, right, and the people that they do mistakes. And this all under the umbrella of the mercy. So in the relationship they are under one umbrella called mercy. كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. رَبُّكُمْ, your Lord, He is the Lord of the disobedient and He is the Lord of the believer. As long as He is the Lord, who provide the kafir, the non-believer, and who provide the believer? He is the same one. Am I right? Okay, so there is an area or umbrella here, it's called the mercy. So he identify who stay in this area, right? If you step out by your choice out of this area, you are going to another area, it called out of mercy area. Okay, in this concept, what I mean by the concept or the word mercy? Mercy here, it means what? You have a shield to protect you from harm. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it means He is the one who is capable to prevent harm from happening to you before it happened. Before you get into it, He will hold it back. Hold it you back. Right? So this is an area. If you decide to get out of this area, He is not going to stop you. There is a warning messages going to be boom, 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 boom. But if you still insist to go in, He's going to let you go. And وَمَنْ يُشَخِخِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ, and who will deliberately go out after he were already been informed, نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى. We will let him get what he want. We'll let him do what he want. And get the consequence of that. So some will do what? Like what? Like the devil. The devil of human being and the devil of the jinn. The devil of a human being now is more serious. You see what I'm saying? And causing more damage. And what they think they are, pioneer, and they are the one who is changing things, and they are the one who is doing things, you know, loosen up, and all of that stuff. But anyway, so this is one area. Who identify who? This jurisdiction? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he is, that's part of identifying the nature of the relationship. Okay, some people go that direction, but some others go to the other direction. You know what I mean? And what is that other direction? Is that they feel the comfort, or they feel the love, or they feel the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the gratitude in their heart grow. They come to the point of being what? Satisfied. Al-Ridha. And this one, instead of insisting on staying on this area, they say no. There is some kind of, going that direction is a lot more fruitful. It tastes better. Everything in it better. So they come to closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they go to under another umbrella. What is this umbrella called? Al-Muqarrabin. The close one. I'm going to give you a sign. It tells you where you are on those three umbrella. In any given 2 days, while you are alive, you have the same feeling and you are doing the same thing. That is a very good warning message to you. Stop. Only 2 days. If you have the same feeling and you are doing the same thing, stop. Because the nature of it is what? If you are not in increase, you are in decrease, and you will never stay still. So in these three jurisdictions, right? And see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kindness. If you are in the out of mercy area and you're still alive and you want to come back, He will say come back. In some cases we will study it, He's going to come and say not even excuse. You don't have to give excuse. Just come back. Where most of us going to say, heck, no way back. After all that, and after what you did, you want to come back? Forget it, buddy. Right? No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, maybe in 301, we will study those little things. You're going to say, no, come back and don't give excuses. Just a feeling, but what you did is wrong. Having the desire to correct it and ask for repentance, good enough. And having the intention, and you work on correcting what you did to yourself and to others, good enough. Come back.